No games.
A little bit different. You know, it's always different during the season when you have a bye week. Came at a good time, losing a couple guys. So from that standpoint, it was good. You never like a bye after a loss, especially a loss like that, so that's a little bit tough. But here we are, ready to go.
Did you put more time into what you would normally do in this bye week than you would had you been doing better going into it?
Yeah, everything was going great and scoring a lot of points and not giving up a lot of points and playing good on special teams. Yeah, I'd say we spent a lot more time this week than the scenario you just gave.
On film, is this Steelers defense as good as they are statistically?
Pretty good. I mean, anytime you give up 9.4 points per game and 235 yards and your point differential is, you know, tied with New England, you're pretty good. You know, so they've been playing extremely well.
Michael Chambers,
I don't know. I get a better feel, you know, at practice today. I can answer those questions a little bit better. You know, we just went through walkthroughs, and Javon did a pretty good job Monday. We'll see how sore he is, and, you know, we talked about Champ already.
Mike, how frustrating has this period been where you know what the problems are, you know, from a scheme standpoint, what needs to happen, but just on the field, it's not happening. So how frustrating has that been trying to deal with that?
Well, that's football. You know, you work through it. You go through the things you've done poorly. You try to correct those mistakes, and you try to get better, you know, each and every day. And, you know, that's football in general, as you all know. Working the things you've done poorly and hopefully getting on a winning streak.
Like, because Myers built in well at center.
We'll get a feel this week. You know, we haven't practiced yet, you know, officially for Pittsburgh. But, you know, Chris has been with us for a while. I think you know, big change will be Chris Cooper, how he's going to do at the guard position. You know, Chris has been there and he's got some playing experience through the preseason, the regular season. He can play the center and the guard position. He's, you know, he's been in some battles, so we'll get a feel for Coop to see how he does and how cohesive they are. But the three practices we have had, they've done a good job. But you know, there's a growing curve there. Well, I think you always look at what you're doing good and what you're doing poorly, you know, and obviously, you know, we've always kind of controlled the ball, the tempo of the football game, and we haven't been able to do that over the last few weeks. So that's a little bit different for us. We have been moving the ball. I mean, you look at your rush defense, your passing offense, and you have been moving the ball and haven't gotten the ball in the end zone enough, obviously, but, you know, those are the things we're working on. Yeah, you never know. He's been playing extremely well this year. If you take a look at his stats and their one-loss record, defense, like we talked about, playing extremely well. But, yeah, he's got the ability to make things happen. You know, when things break down, he's strong enough to scramble and make plays on the run, and he's looked very impressive this season. Anything else? Okay, thanks.